So is this the first time that you have scanned for a double amputee?
It absolutely is. This is the very first double amputation that we've ever scanned before, and we're proud to have you as our first case here.
Oh, awesome. Thanks. Feeling confident?
Yeah.
The scanning itself was a great experience. I was impressed by how fast it was. In just a minute and a half, we had these incredibly detailed scans.
I remember having my first plaster of Paris cast done when I first came out of hospital, and I still had kind of necrotic tissue on my limbs because I had meningitis, so it was septicemia, and that was really traumatic for me. It was a very long process and quite painful. And when you have no idea of that process as well, it's really hard. And so this would be a lot simpler for people who are having it done for the first time. It could be quite a good entry point.
The information is sent to the cloud, where it can be shared with anyone, anywhere. And the first iteration of my legs were ready to be printed out for the next morning.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it
going?
Good to
see you. Good morning.
These were printed. So we did the scanning yesterday. They were printed in 7.5 hours overnight, and now I'm holding it. It's amazing. Feeling a little bit nervous, but excited to try them out. It's much comfier than I thought it would be, considering the fit is actually very low, so my leg usually comes up right up above my knees. It's pretty impressive though. Oh, I think I just broke that. I think that might be snapping. I broke it.
It was a valiant effort, but my takeaway was the importance of having a prosthetist involved in the design. But it's clear there is a future for 3D printing in the field of prosthetics.